Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, do you understand the only presidential contenders, those that are running for the presidential occupation of the People's White House, the only ones that you're hearing about are the ones that the mainstream media wants you to hear about? Did you know that? I mean, we now know of Nikki Haley, former Southern California governor. I met her at the RNC in 2012 in Tampa. Beware. Okay, she's another politician. But the media is getting behind her. Be careful, right? We heard of Donald Trump again running in 2024. Folks, he already had his opportunity, and he did the exact opposite that he promised that which he would do concerning draining the swamp and making America great again. Did he not? If you have a problem with that and you need a little understanding or information to help you get understanding, give me a call. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Okay, so we heard of Nikki Haley. She's running for the presidency, said the mainstream media. We heard of Donald Trump, who's kept him in the face of the people over the last 7 years now. Interesting. And now we have Montana Secretary of State Corey Stapleton telling you what you want to hear. So we now heard of three contenders. Okay, here, let me ask you this, because it's like the last cycle, and the cycle before that, and the cycle before that, and the cycle before that. You only hear about the people that they put forth as presidential contenders, but you never hear of the multitudes of individuals across the country that are running for the presidency of the United States of America. Why? Because they don't want you to hear of the other options, friends. They don't want you to know that you have options. The options you have are the options they give you. Do we all understand that? I mean, you had that of Barack Obama and Bush. You have that of Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. They put up one that seems to be good and then one that seems to be bad, but we find out that they're two wings on the same bird every single time after every single cycle. There is absolutely no difference. And now what we're hearing about is Donald Trump, and then we're hearing about these other individuals that are running for the presidency of the United States of America. But again, folks, why aren't we hearing about other people that are running for the presidency of the United States of America? Because right now I'm looking at Ballotpedia and I'm seeing literally hundreds as to in the present or up to the present right now, there are hundreds of others that are presidential contenders that you have not heard a peep about. Not a peep. Friends, does that concern you? Because again, this is how you get your information. It's all funneled. It's all vetted. The best way to control the opposition is to lead the opposition. So who's leading the opposition? The mainstream media that only gave you three options thus far, when again, I'm looking at Ballotpedia, where I'm looking at literally hundreds of individuals that are running for the presidency. And again, you haven't heard a peep about them. I had a friend, just talked to him a little while ago, as a matter of fact, and I'm talking about a couple months back. And his name was Michael Perutka, and he ran in 2004 as the presidential contender on the behalf of the Constitution Party. They should all be the Constitution Party, right? Or at least that's what they claim. But what's interesting is he went to Washington, D.C., and when he got to D.C., he had already received about 1 million votes across the United States of America. And one of the useful idiots in the mainstream media approached him and said, who are you? He said, my name's Michael Perutka. I'm running on the behalf of the Constitution Party for the presidency of the United States of America, and these are the things that I'm going to do the first day I get into office. And boy, oh boy, was he going to drop the hammer. Well, this useful idiot, in his ignorance, because see, what they're doing now is parroting what the teleprompter tells them to do, rather than for them to dig for their own information, as what journalists used to do in this country. In his ignorance, he said, how come nobody's heard of you? And Michael Perutka, in his wisdom, understanding all the well and all the while as to why nobody ever heard of him, he said, because they don't want you to know who I am. Americans, I want to say it one more time. You are given the options that the mainstream media and the powers that are tolerated on a global basis, the only options you're getting are coming from those that you tolerate. Because they are not legitimate contenders, folks. I could take literally any one of these politicians, and I'm not saying this in an egotistical way in any sense of the word. I'm saying it from my simple understanding of our founding documents, and I could take on any politician. Ted Cruz, I don't Trey Gowdy, Jim Joe. I could take any one of them, folks, and school them on the Constitution, because they are not following the enumerated laws found in that Constitution. And rest assured, 8 out of the 10 folks that are given to you as options, you never get that many, forgive me. But out of the options that you're given, Hillary Clinton, that of Donald Trump, I guarantee you, folks, we could sit down and ask simple constitutional questions and they wouldn't have a clue. And you say, well, Bradley, I just don't believe that. It doesn't matter if you believe that. It's a fact. Remember, both of these contenders that work for the powers that are tolerated are two wings on the same bird. These are both of the individuals that continuously told you, as Donald Trump did, we'll go to that side and we'll say this, that we are a purified democracy, and we all the well know we're not a purified democracy. We're a constitutional republic. This is how ignorant they are. How many interviews I've had with politicians that don't even know the Constitution. I've had politicians say to me, Bradley, you know better than I do, and I have to say back to them, wait a second. I should know better than you do. You're the one running for office, not me, but I know it because I'm going to hold you accountable to what those enumerated laws are. Because if it should come, that day does come where we find out that you're doing the wrong thing, the illegal thing, and transgressing the laws that you promised to uphold, I will be the first one to stand against you. Every American should understand the definition of what a patriot is. And by the way, I just gave it to you. Look it up. Webster's 1828 Patriot. To uphold dying laws. And the way to do that, folks, is to honor God and honor men, that we might be a free nation under God's sight. 2 Corinthians 3:17. So I'm just here to tell you that there is a whole mess of people running for the presidency of the United States of America, and you've only heard of three. The three that they wanted you to hear about. Folks, you've got to get outside of this establishment. You've got to shut off your TVs, and you've got to get busy and make people aware of real presidential contenders this next cycle. Everybody's tired of the establishment? Well, then prove it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base, visit us at HERBA. NOMIC.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth of power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's just a sad day. It really is. 8:3 of Amos. Amos 8:3. Check it out when you get a moment. Look at this. Janssen Panettiere, actor in The Walking Dead, Ice Age, The Meltdown, dies at 28 years old. Again, this is brand new, folks. Can't make it up. Bible scholar Michael Heiser, author of The Unseen Realms, dies of cancer. That is a side effect, of course, concerning these experimental jabs, as you well know. And again, folks, I could spend all day just highlighting all of the things that are going on. And we also know, as I took the time over the last couple days to highlight the fact that there was a said representative that took the time to grill the Twitter exec, asking the question as to why was Twitter and big tech censoring qualified doctors that were warning people about these experimental jabs. And then we found out that the order came down from guess who, friends? The government gave the mandate to big tech companies. No surprise here. That's why nothing ever happened with Section 230, at least up to this point. And what was the outcome, folks? They did absolutely nothing. A lot of people have died up to this point. And we have all of these doctors over the last 2 years telling the people what the doctors are trying to get to them. And we have over 60 scientists calling for an end to COVID-19 vaccines. Of course, but we didn't hear a word about that, did we? Nope. And then when I highlighted yesterday, and I was just getting on it, was this, 2 years too late. Look at this. Social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe to the page, SOL Radio, to the Rumble live feed up on the top there. Also, beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. And isn't it interesting, we have 2 years too late, Florida Surgeon General only now highlights Vayer's increase in COVID vaccine adverse events. 1,700%. 1,700%. 100%. Interestingly enough, he talks about the Vayer's increase in the vaccine, as they call it, adverse events that are taking place to 1,700%. But at the same time, he fails to call for a halt of COVID shots. Well, you might ask yourself the question, well, Bradley, what about DeSantis? What's DeSantis doing? Wait a second. Wasn't DeSantis the one that signed up for SB 2006, giving authority over to the Department of Health? Oh, that's him. That's the guy where they can actually go into the homes of people in Florida and they can force quarantine and force vaccinate. Oh, Bradley, that's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. Can I ask people something here? What is it that I have to gain by highlighting the crimes of those that are to serve we the people? What I have to gain is a wise people that know enough that if they want to remain free, then they're going to have to uphold the law unto judgment in dealing with the corrupt, such as the one I'm about ready to show you right now. You need a scripture reference? Here's one, Isaiah 26, verse 9. What is the heart of God? Jeremiah 9:24. You that love the Lord, hate evil and love that which is good. Psalm 97. Why? Because the very throne of God is established in righteousness, folks, and judgment. And the fact of the matter is the American church has been turned so far backwards that judgment to them is the devil now. No, God is known by the judgments that he executes, and the way that he's known and glorified is when the church obeys him. And see, we have so many people that don't even know his law to enforce his law to bring about judgment because they're too cowardice. And the fact of the matter is, that's why we're left with what we have today. Okay? Here, let me show you, just to prove the point here. This, by the way, is the same Ron DeSantis that will be running for the presidency in 2024, like I told you over 2 years ago. But this is the same guy that plays down to the Department of Health in his state when he wants to make inquiry. The medical industry, namely Big Pharma, comes in and says, no, you can't do that. So Ron DeSantis bows to Big Pharma. That is illegal in this country. They never had the authority. It's premised on administrative law, which undermines the Constitution, and Ron DeSantis did nothing but push the ball forward in his state concerning the experimental jabs. You want some proof? Here you go.
Also the privilege to be able to actually sign for the vaccines from FedEx. So we watched
him. He signed for them. He's proud.
The deep freeze. The Pfizer requires negative 70 degrees. But what we'll have by tomorrow morning is almost 100,000 doses. Today was really a historic day. When I was at the White House last week during the Operation Warp Speed Summit, I was there with some other governors. They actually did a montage of people on, you know, things like cable news saying, there is no way we will have a vaccine by year end. It's going to take 2 years or 3 years or whatnot. And you know what? That probably was the smart money. I mean, you say, but here
no, that's,
are,
he just told you, friends, that it was all pre-planned, in which it was. Because since 2011, we could even go back before that, where they were already prepping the people and desensitizing them while they were planting seeds concerning an up-and-coming pandemic. They called it a pandemic. I added an L because it was pre-planned. Don't you remember what the president said back in the 1930s, namely Roosevelt? President Roosevelt said there's nothing that happens in politics that's not first planned. So that's how the vaccines were already up on the shelves, ready to go, friends, when they started to create this whole crisis. Remember, out of chaos, we can create a new world order. How about out of chaos, we can create a massive genocide? Did you know that in Governor DeSantis' state alone, did you know that there's a 19,000% increase in senior deaths after the COVID shots? I just wanted to make sure you understood what this is all about. I also want you to understand, folks, that they are all complicit in their crimes against the people, because every single one of them went right along with it. Ah, Bradley, come on, dude. You're just kind of blowing this thing out of proportion. Well, go back 20 years and tell me where we've missed that. Because we try to warn the people as to what's up and coming, and then when it comes, everybody tries to ignore the fact that we tried to warn them. And then guess what they fell to, friends? They succumbed to the very things that we tried to warn them of. But did they listen? Nope. then what they do is they cry and they go back to the Lord now because they know they got the poison in their veins and they should have listened, but they didn't. Hey, folks, listen. By them thy servant is warned, Psalm 19:11. Listen carefully to what C.H. Spurgeon said, Charles Spurgeon, the prince of preachers. He said, there is nothing in the law of God that will rob you of happiness. It only denies you that which would cost you sorrow. That's exactly right. What do you call a lawbreaker, friends? What happens to them? They get in trouble, don't they? They lose their freedoms. They may lose their soul. They may lose their lives. Not in that order, right? Well, when we ignore God's moral law, the fruit of it shows, and then we sit there and cry about the fact that we didn't listen once again, and here we are. Now we're going to have to suffer the side effects of what we shouldn't have taken in the first place. Yesterday, I again tried to get this through as quick as I could, but here, I just want to show you the kind of people that are around George Soros. Ron DeSantis just happens to be one of these guys. I don't know what people don't understand, because this is just the tip of the iceberg with the Ron DeSantis. This is also the same guy that's flying illegals into cities across the United States of America. I'll show you a video of that. That definition right there, friends, is called treason. You can also find that in the Constitution of the United States. And the consequence of that is death. And if you don't want to deal with it according to God's statutes, then guess what? There's going to be a death to your nation. And that's exactly what we're beginning to see. It's called treason, folks. Do you remember when George Soros did his 60-minute interview? And, of course, YouTube expunged the video. We played it for you. We've got it uploaded. But George Soros was talking about how he was encouraged during the Holocaust, where he was actually a 14-year-old boy, and he would go around and steal and confiscate the belongings of those that were just put up on trains to be extinguished. Liquidated, as they called it. Here, just to kind of take it a step forward, I want you to listen to this real carefully, because this is old Georgie again. Listen to what he says. Listen to what he says here.
Is that Trump and Governor DeSantis of Florida?
Governor DeSantis of Florida
will slug it out for the Republican nomination.
For the Republican nomination.
Trump has turned into a pitiful
figure. You guys kind of getting this a little bit?
Continually bemoaning his loss in 20.
Are you guys starting to understand the players?
Republican donors are.
These are all actors on the behalf of the likes of a George Soros, an international criminal. The other day I showed you a picture of Governor Whitmer. Not a joke. She is a witch. She's a mass murderer. And not just with the unborn, but also through the illegalities of her unconstitutional executive orders mandating people through forced compliance to take the shot in her particular state. She was hanging out with the son of George Soros, Alexander Soros. And he was talking about one of the greater leaders concerning that of Whitmer. So what they call good, folks, is evil. Isaiah 5:20, read it when you get a moment. So I wanted to get caught up on that front with Ron DeSantis, and I will show you a video real quick. And this was a softball. This was all pre-scripted. But I'm going to show you DeSantis on the other side defending transporting migrants out of his state into the United States. Not sending them back. Not deporting them, folks. Importing them. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
We are preparing for what will likely be an historic snow event.
Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey on a storm that could dump 2 feet of snow on the region. About 550 flights into and out of Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport have been canceled or delayed today. There's word that a plane carrying 10 people has crashed near the airport in Little Rock, Arkansas. It happened in a big storm, carrying winds of more than 40 miles an hour. President Biden's flying home after telling leaders of Eastern Europe it's more important than ever that NATO nations stay together.
Not just for Ukraine, but for the freedom of democracies throughout Europe and around the world.
Before leaving Poland, Biden also said Russia suspending the START nuclear arms treaty is a big mistake. Vladimir Putin says China's leader will visit Moscow soon. This coming amid growing fears that China is helping Russia with weapons bound for Ukraine. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnyvae heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnyvae heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnyvae heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunnyvae heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunnyvae.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. We're going to be talking about American sovereignty being handed over to the WHO. And interestingly enough, when this came to our attention over the last couple of days, the mainstream media right there is to try to browbeat everybody that is calling it for what it is. They're trying to say that this is just, you know, our fact checker said that what you're saying isn't true. Isn't it their job to be objective? Isn't it their job to question what the government is doing? No, that's not what they're doing. It's not what they've been doing for decades in this country. They're reinforcing their message as they introduce you to their message. That's not press, folks. That's controlled press. Ask the Mockingbird-controlled media. We've known this forever in this country, and people still act like they're getting truthful information. No, there's a reason 94% of you say you don't believe the media. Now, I was saying during the break to my social media platform friends, which you can see and become a part of on live chat, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, subscribe and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. I was saying, you know, it's interesting how people get mad at me for exposing the crimes of those that are supposed to represent them. Shouldn't you be saying thank you to guys like me? Nope. They get mad at you. Why? Because it shows you their idolatry. It shows you what their hearts are attached to. They're more attached to their favorite politicians than they are the Christ that they say that they so adore and love. You're a liar. You're a liar. If you love the Lord, then you're going to hold to His truth. That makes men free, John 8:32. Also put that up against John 14:6 when you get a moment. Now let me get back over to this. With Ron DeSantis, someone just brought up the fact that he admires the Bushes. Yep, we just watched a video where he said he was most impressed and admired the most George Bush Sr., okay, who the CIA and whistleblowers and the FBI said was the most evil man on the planet. Isn't that crazy? Guess who else said the same thing? Billy Graham. Gosh, that's a whole other story. But I got documentaries where Bush's, both Barbara, that witch, and George, skull and bones operative. It's interesting that he was talking about how him and Billy Graham used to go skinny dipping. I'm not kidding you. Maybe I should pull that video up sometime just to show you what the... Folks, these are controlled operators. They're controlled operators. These are the clowns in the circuits of politics. Go to Scripture. What does it say? 1 Kings 13:33. Hey, listen to me. All of you that have, a fog over your eyes and you just refuse to see it and you refuse to hear it, our forefathers told us to suspect everybody that is in office. And this is the very reason you are to suspect them. Because, again, we are to judge them by what they do, not what they say. Read 2 Corinthians 11:14-15 when you get a moment. I want to finish this off with Ron DeSantis, and then we're going to get to the main topic here. Ron DeSantis, this was a teed-up question. He knew it was coming. And we've seen politician after politician getting busted with pre-scripted questions. They already know when it's coming. That's why they're always reading the answers, because they have no idea what they're supposed to say, so they read it from a teleprompter or a piece of paper. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. But that's what these politicians have done. They've sold their souls to the highest bidder. And that's exactly what's happening here. Let's go over. This is DeSantis being asked by a useful idiot. And listen to the tone of the reporter, if you want to call him that, when he asked the question. And look at DeSantis when he was asked. He already knew what was going to be asked. You ready for this? Go on social media platforms. Here we go.
Chris Gilmore, WPTV here. Governor, thank you for being here today. I have a question about some news that came out of your office today. The unauthorized alien transport program you just signed into law and the migrants that it affects getting shipped across the country. What's your defense of the practice?
He's basically asking the question about all those illegals that are coming into his state, and he's now talking about why are you transporting these illegals out of your state? Okay, that's what he's saying. Listen to his answer. Now he's talking about all the money the taxpayers are paying for DeSantis to basically take these illegals and then to disperse them throughout the United States. Listen.
Well, I would say that some of these folks going to these sanctuary jurisdictions are...
There's no such thing as a sanctuary jurisdiction. Here's Ron DeSantis parroting an untruth again. Common sense comes into play. If somebody comes in here illegally, you deport them. You don't import them. But again, listen to this. This is what politicians do, folks. They lie.
Better circumstances than just being stranded somewhere.
So in other words, he doesn't want them stranded, folks. So what he wants to do is he wants to take the money of the taxpayers, put them on an airplane, and then disperse them into the blue states. Again, unconstitutional language here, friends, but he wants to disperse them into blue states. I want to say this real quick because you need to understand what it tells us in Cornell, going to Cornell Law School on site, Legal Information Institute. When you go to 8 U.S. Code 1327, aiding or assisting certain aliens to enter, okay, they're illegals. Any person who knowingly aids or assists any alien inadmissible under Section 1182, insofar as an alien inadmissible under section has been convicted of aggravated felony, so on and so forth. He already violated the law by coming over here illegally. Then it talks about the subparagraph. And then it talks about or who connives or conspires with any person or persons to allow, procure, or permit any such illegal to enter into the United States shall be fined under Title 18 or imprisoned not more than 18 years or both. Okay? It also talks about death here, friends. But what DeSantis is doing is he's trying to justify that he's taking these illegals and importing them rather than deporting them. It's not his job to disperse illegals into cities across the country. That is the act of treason.
They have nowhere to go.
They have nowhere to go.
Them, because these are sanctuary jurisdictions.
No such thing.
Chess. Just a few years ago about how nobody was illegal.
Now he's playing the blame game.
Getting people going there, it's like this huge problem, and they're complaining about it. And I think what it's done is it's highlighted this issue in a way that would not have been highlighted any other way. I mean, think about it. You have the mayor of New York City traveling to the southern border. That would not have happened if you had not had transports going into the city. So I would love to not have to deal with this at all.
I would love to not have to deal with this at all. Oh, my goodness, really? You're the governor of the state. You applied for the job. You know what comes with the job. I mean, I remember when Truman said, you know what, being in government is like riding a tiger. You already applied for this. You already knew what you were in for. I would rather have not to had to deal with this. Folks, do you remember what Truman did back in the 50s? Under Operation Wetback, he rounded up all the illegals from the southern border. By the way, we have illegals from over 100 countries coming into America through the southern border. Did you know that? Did you know that? Okay. Over 100 countries sending their illegals into America. And why are they coming? Because the governors are giving them a plane ticket to go wherever they want to in states across the country where the mayors illegally lured them in. So, folks, they're all committing the act together. And don't try to suggest to me that you can justify what DeSantis is doing or what Abbott's doing. Last week, one of my friends had said to me, Bradley, did you know that in Texas, he's from Texas, he said that Abbott's actually telling cab drivers to give illegals free rides to go wherever they want to go. We'll recompensate you. I'm not making this up. Why are they coming? Go back to the 50s. Truman exported them. He sent them back to the... He deported them, friends. He sent them back to where they came from through Operation Wetback. If you want to go ahead and cross-check me, I suggest that you do that. This is absolutely ridiculous. And again, if this doesn't constitute treason, I don't know what does. One question. What is the difference between Ron DeSantis and Joe Biden? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Ron DeSantis is doing the biddings of Joe Biden by actually flying them into the cities, into America, not deporting them. Enough said. It's absolutely unthinkable what's happening here, friends. But again, it's happening. It's happening. So, let's get over to this. I'm going to go ahead and come back on the other side of this. And I want you to look up on social media platforms, if you wouldn't mind, because what I'm about to show you stands antithetical to what the mainstream media is trying to get you to look at as completely false information. We're going to bring you over to Ben Swan, but here's the USA Today up on social media platforms. False claim about Biden, who, and U.S. sovereignty. Now, keep in mind, the mainstream media and big tech company have been attacking truth tellers for the last 5 years in this country, on social media platforms. And I told you the mainstream media and their useful idiots are, namely the editors, are the ones that are accomplices to the crime in giving aid and comfort, I should say. I wasn't going to say aid and comfort, I'm sorry. But giving cover to the conspirators that are in fact responsible for joining us to WHO. And here's the other thing, folks. Don't pretend like America is not the empire that started much of what you see going on a global order, because it exactly is happening in just that way. When you look at Revelation 17:13, it says, "These have one mind and shall give their power and their strength unto the beast." What a bunch of losers. Losers. who have sold themselves out, that want you to lose your country, your lives, as well as what they're doing. They want you to be responsible, folks, for the same crimes that they're responsible for. I'm not going to have a part of it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough.
GCN, that's really low.
By the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country.
That's okay, I guess. If you want to turn that down during the break, that's fine. But look at this. I'm going to show this to you on social media platforms. False claim about Biden, WHO, and U.S. sovereignty. Now, baloney, folks. We're the author of all of this. Okay, the world's taking orders from the People's White House.
This is Karen.
As they're taking orders.
My husband James and I are proud supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. Listen carefully, friends, okay? Because I'm going to show you something on social media platforms before I play this video, which flies in the face of the mainstream media once again. You know, that's what I would do, is I would suggest that you look at the information that Ben Swan gave over the last couple of years concerning the whole pandemic. Was he right? Yes, he was right. But according to USA Today, now anybody that says the treasonous criminal in the People's White House is trying to give our sovereignty over to the WHO is completely out of their mind. It's not true. Baloney. There's no truth in these people, folks. But again, I want to show you this. Look up at the top here on social media platforms. If not, I'll paint the picture. It has a little tag right above the head of Ben Swan, and it says, "Partly false information checked by independent fact checkers." This is illegal in this country. This is completely illegal in this country. But this isn't illegal. There's no fact-checking going on here, folks. The fact-checking came from those that are continuously driving the narrative that what I'm to show you right now is just this. Fact-check, okay? False claim about Biden, who, and the U.S. sovereignty. Okay. Now let's see what Ben has to say about what is in fact happening concerning the sovereignty of the United States of America being handed over to the WHO, which, by the way, is null and void according to the Constitution. But if you don't want to deal with the criminals for who they are, according to the Constitution, you're going to get more of it, and your sovereignty will be taken away under the guise of them telling you the truth. Okay.
Have you heard about the WHO Pandemic Treaty? There's a lot of discussion online that President Joe Biden is about to sign over U.S. sovereignty later this year when he signs the World Health Organization Pandemic Treaty. So what exactly is in this treaty? And will it really give the WHO incredible binding power over U.S. citizens in the case of another so-called pandemic? We'll break it down for you today. I'm Ben Swan, and this is Truth in Media.
Okay, so I'm just going to let Ben do his thing here real quick, and then I'll pull him right back up. And let him explain to you. Here we go.
Breaking down for you today the issues surrounding this World Health Organization Global Pandemic Treaty. Have you heard about this yet? Because currently the WHO is in the public comment phase and is on track to get nearly all Western countries to sign on to this agreement by August of this year. So what exactly is in this treaty? We'll tell you about that in a minute. But first, a shout out to our sponsor for this episode, Create Tailwind and createtailwind.com. Listen, if you want to get control of your financial life, the best way to do it, talk to the guys at Create Tailwind. Not only will they teach you about investment in crypto, but they can also teach you how to bank on yourself through something called infinite banking. It's an incredible process used by wealthy individuals and Fortune 500 companies. Check them out today, createtailwind.com. So what exactly is in this treaty? It is an agreement on pandemic preparedness that would grant the WHO absolute power over global biosecurity, such as the power to implement digital identities, vaccine passports, mandatory vaccinations, travel restrictions globally, standardized medical care, and so much more. But let's be specific about what this treaty does, because it gives enormous powers to the WHO in the case of a pandemic. But it also allows for just about anything to be called a pandemic. Quote, this treaty includes 190 countries and would be legally binding. The treaty defines and classifies what is considered a pandemic, and this could consist of broad classifications, including an increase in cancers, heart conditions, strokes, etc. If a pandemic is declared, the WHO takes over the global health management of the pandemic. What's more here, the WHO would be in full control over what gets called a pandemic. They could dictate how doctors can respond, which drugs can and cannot be used, or which vaccines are approved. And this is for the entire globe, not just one country. And it gets better. Because at the same moment that this treaty is being drafted, guess who's back? Bill Gates has announced the creation of a pandemic germ team that will monitor sovereign nations and decide when they need to suspend civil liberties, force people to wear masks, and to close borders. According to Gates, the global team will be made up of some 3,000 disease experts under WHO purview and will receive around $1 billion per year in funding. Look at this. Quote, the team's disease monitoring experts would look for potential outbreaks. Once it spots one, germ should have the ability to declare an outbreak and work with national governments and the World Bank to raise money for the response very quickly. Product development experts would advise...
So they're already telling you what they intend to do, folks.
...drugs and vaccines, end quote. The WHO has further stated that countries disobeying regulations dictated by their organization through their pandemic treaty may need to be sanctioned. So, are the claims that by signing onto this treaty that Joe Biden and Boris Johnson in the UK and Justin Trudeau in Canada and other Western leaders, that they're handing off sovereignty to the WHO, is that true? Well, it seems to be, and it doesn't seem to be understated at all, but there is good news here, because none of this is truly binding. None of this here cannot be undone. Strong leaders in this country, men and women who believe in the rights of the people not to be led by unelected and unaccountable cronies and globalists, can say no. They can refuse. And without the power and the backing of the United States, none of this has teeth to it. That is fact. And that is why it is our responsibility as Americans to stand against this, not just on our own behalf, but on behalf of people around the world who will be rolled over by this new world order. Guys, thanks for watching. Be sure to check out all of our videos.
This whole New World Order, remember it was a complete a conspiracy theory. We heard it from the mainstream media giving cover for those that meant to implement a new world order, and that's what they've been doing. These are the people that are responsible for creating the chaos, creating the crisis, and then they bring in a new plan. And isn't it interesting how they're all ready for it and everything's just all set up and ready to go just like that? And everybody's asking the question, how did that happen so quick? It's all pre-planned. They're telling you what they mean to do. This is what I mean when I say, why is it that the people, not just in America, but on a global order, and I'm talking about throughout the global populations, why is it that the people wait for the bad guys, who we all know were the bad guys? Why do we wait for them to set the next narrative? Because you know that they're going to set the next narrative. That's not what Christians are supposed to do. We're supposed to bring the answers to the world. And when Christians get a hold of that, then they're going to understand their purpose on this earth. We're not to just highlight the problem. We're to bring the answer to the world concerning those problems. That's what Christians do. And that's what's missing, again, on so many fronts. But here's the thing. He had brought up the fact that, you know, it has no teeth. Well, folks, let me ask you something. How much of what's happening in the United States of America right now is premised or predicated upon a pretended authority? I mean, I look at the DHS. I look at the TSA. I look at the FBI. I look at the CIA. I look at a lot of these agencies that have been created after September 11th, by the way, which is already in the wings. They were waiting for that to happen, right? Or they made it happen. Many people believe they made it happen, more than not. But it's interesting how these are all predicated upon pretended authorities. They don't have any teeth. What about over the last couple of years? I've just seen somebody say that I don't think people will be complying with this one. Wait a second. Did they comply with the pandemic? Yes, they did. These sheeple were inside of grocery stores wearing a mask on their face that the manufacturers said didn't work. And they were all allowing Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci to set the premise. And why do you think they put Donald Trump in office? Because they knew that more people would listen to him saying go out and get your vaccinations more so than they would Joe Biden. But people don't think. They don't think things through, and that's why people are in trouble again in this country. So I would beg to differ when Ben Swan said that these are easily undone and that there's no teeth. Well, folks, there's so many things that have happened in this country that have no constitutional authority or are binding to law that gives them the authority to implement the things that they have. I mean, how many governors across the United States of America were called out by federal judges saying that they don't have the authority concerning the executive orders that were undermining the Constitution during the pandemic? We had judges, we had federal judges, we had state judges saying they have no authority, but the people still went along with them anyways to their own demise. So don't sit there and stand up in your pride and say it could never happen, folks. It's happened over and over and over and over again. And every new crisis and pandemic that the mainstream media throws on the people are right there to say, fill up the cup, I want some of your Kool-Aid. So don't tell me it can't happen. Take heed that you stand lest you fall, because you fall, Americans, more than you have stood. And it's embarrassing to say the least. I end with this. Governments, since the beginning of time, especially in our world today, where we can call them rulers because they act more like demigods than they do representatives, they're designing a culture to protect the immoral and the criminals, where it's reached the point where it desires to protect criminals and make those who do good to be afraid. Opposite of Scripture, 1 Peter 2:14. See, when the criminals are unrestrained because they don't fear the consequence, soft judges produce hardened criminals. But the police are restrained because they fear the consequence or representatives of the criminals. You know that everything has turned upside down on its head. Folks, when I'm talking about the government, I'm now talking to you, giving you your sovereignty back under God and saying, listen, we got a huge problem on our hands, and we, the people, the government under God, need to fix these issues.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.